Carmelo Franklin on the other end, double team topside. Goes across to Mackle. Back inside, left block. Smith flushes it home. That's one way to get the crowd into it. Blair inbounds to McIntosh. He'll take it downtown. Three and banked it in.
Nothing more easier than being way beyond the three-point arc, huh?
You'll be open. He'll try the straightaway tray. Short, long rebound tapped around and controlled inside by Arthur Hill. Double teamed inside. Simmons loses the ball, gives it up to Smith. Shot fake, up and in off the high glass. Count it with the foul. Ollie Blair, one-handed pass. Inbounds up top to Burton. Right near half court. Feeds inside. Davis hooks with the left. No, and Surreal Smith sends it in. He's got ups. He can't, not just a shooter. Whoa. Rebound to Surreal Smith. Deep three off the backboard. No. Ahead it goes to Smith. Wide open breakaway. Slams it home. Christian Smith with 11 points. Corner three. Yes, it's in for Corvell Simmons. 7-point lead for the Lumberjacks. 4:25 to go in the third. And Tim Jordan has the rebound for Arthur Hill.
I think Arthur Hill may want to be a little bit more quicker than they are right now.
Franklin will try a three, buries it. How's that for you, Ski?
Yeah, that's pretty quick. Once again, if you're open, you got to take the shot because you've been able to get the rebounds.
Goods, looking for somewhere to go. Bounces to Surreal Smith in the corner right in front of us. He goes to the free throw line and his pocket picked by Franklin. Leading the break the other way. Blocked by Surreal Smith. But there's Mackle with the follow-up. That one pops out. Rebounded by Davis. Going the other way for Saginaw. It's McIntosh. 5 seconds now. High screen from Smith. Across near wing. Burton in the corner. Goods for three at the buzzer. He's got it. And that's the third. After that, Arthur Hill still has the lead, though, 50-43. He has been by far the best player for Arthur Hill. It's 56-49 lead for the Lumberjacks, 3:40 to go in the game. McIntosh will try a three from the outside. It finally gets one to go. First points for Freddie McIntosh since the first quarter. Trims the lead to four. 3.5 to go. He does, but misses both. It stays 60-55 Arthur Hill, 2:13 to go. The 11-game win streak on the line for Saginaw over Arthur Hill. Surreal Smith, a reverse lay-in. Flashy as always.
Underneath.
Cuts it to three.
Flips it off the glass.
Surreal Smith, one-hand pass, corner, Broadnecks, three, off the front rim. Jordan didn't know where the ball was. Surreal Smith comes up with it. Pops a tray. Got it. And we are tied at 60.
Listen to the crowd here, Jeff. We are going in for a wild finish on this Saturday afternoon.
Broadnecks, his second, also long. Rebound, tapped around. Broadnecks gets it back off the window, just rolls off. Surreal, the putback falls off again. Tim Jordan with the board. 39 seconds left, he'll bring it up the floor himself. 2-point lead, coast to coast, to the rack and in. 4-point lead, Arthur Hill, 27 seconds left. Back to 3-point lead for Arthur Hill. Jones inside, almost ran out of time. Gets it over, almost stolen. 13 seconds left, pass ahead to Jordan. Exclamation point, he missed the dunk. Putback is in, and one for Christian Smith. And the free throw no good, rebounded by Jordan. 5 seconds left. They can dribble out the clock, throwing it up. 2 seconds left. That's the buzzer, and Arthur Hill has beaten Saginaw for the first time in 5 years. 68-63, the final. They snap an 11-game losing streak to their rivals.
What a great afternoon of intense rivalry, Saginaw High, Arthur Hill basketball. You couldn't ask for more than that.